You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Yesterday, we learnt that people in their 20s are far and away the most affected, and we're the key vessel of transmission, which also made me think about the Prime Minister recently saying that she believes by the time you say something 100 times, some people will be hearing it for the first time. Do you think that we have to keep hammering that message patiently, or should we start targeting government recommendations differently to reach the key vessel of transmission more?
Oh, I think we have to keep repeating the message, and we've got to find every possible channel we've got to say it on as well. We also know that, you know, young people do like to get together and mix and do stuff, and I think that's been one of the issues in the last week. We just have to kind of suppress that impulse to want to go and catch up physically with people whose company we enjoy. And that's for all of us. And, you know, I think we do have to rise to this challenge, because this is an incredibly contagious virus, and the lockdown is there for a reason. It is to stop it transmitting and spreading even further. So we've all got to play our part.
A channel to report price gouging has been established. Was this a preemptive move, or were there instances that acted as a catalyst for that?
Oh, and I think it became apparent, and then we saw some stories. I know I've got the job of doing our house shop at the moment, and I'm paying $30 or $40 more a week, two times I've done it, compared to average. We're not doing anything unusual doing our regular kind of shop. Clearly, there have been cases of that. And so there's now a process to report that, and officials will go out and check it.
David Seymour had a press release where he said that the government has effectively given supermarkets a monopoly on food, but it seems surprised that prices have risen. And he called for keeping butcheries, bakeries and fruit and vegetable stores open. What's your response to that criticism?
Well, the whole thing about this is to minimise people's movements and people transacting with each other. And David hasn't understood what the science is behind this process of heavily restricting movement. So, and in these early stages, certainly for the first 2 weeks of the lockdown, we have to be really strict. If the numbers are looking good after a couple of weeks, then there might be scope to change that. But at the moment, we've got what we've got.
Last week, I asked what the dispersal of police presence would look like during lockdown and if it would be more equal across regions. I'd wonder if the tactics for enforcement have changed very much. Like you say, we're deeper into the lockdown. Is there more clarity on what that's looking like now?
Look, hard to say. I know that one of the most difficult things, and we predicted this would happen, is the rise in family harm incidents.
Right.
And there's areas where that's been concentrated, Christchurch, South Auckland. And so the police, it is the priority issue that police are responding to. We've certainly agreed with their public comments that in the initial stages, they want to be a friendly face. They want to give advice and encourage and support.
I was reminded when you raised the fact that there's a heightened occurrence of family violence now. France has started putting women who are stuck in violent situations up in hotels. Is that something that this government would consider?
Well, our approach is that our first instance response is to remove the perpetrator from the home. Look, there have been discussions about, do we have enough safe places for victims of family harm and family violence to go to? We're constantly scouting around to make sure there are safe places for people to go.
I'm going to be interviewing the Drug Foundation today about their recommendations for safety around drug use during a pandemic. I wonder, will arrests for drug offences continue at this time, or are the courts overwhelmed and will be backed up even more by that?
It's hard to know. I think if people are consuming in their own homes, they're not in a public space, then it reduces the chance they're going to be seen and therefore, you know, potentially arrested. But also it's a time when, you know, those who are prone to using, particularly, drugs like cannabis and that, which can be used safely, I think I would be surprised if there wasn't an increase in the use of it, but I don't think that'll equate to an increase in the use, an increase in arrests for use of it.
Timely discussion given the referendum.
Yeah, we're still working to get all that material together for the referendum, so that's one of my challenges at the moment.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.